Sanhedrin, Parakelik, Sadi Alpha and Vez. Ula Rami, like a halfway down Amid. Doctor, that's what you told me yesterday? Second wide line. Okay, Ula Rami. So Ula had a serum sukkim. This, we're going to still be talking about Chiyas and Mesim and that type of stuff for most of the day today. So he had a kashim sukkim. Pasuk says, "Ksiv bila mavis onetzach." Hashem will swallow up mavis forever, which means there won't be any more death. Umacha Hashem, Hashem will clean off dima me'alkapanim, all the tears from everyone's face. So in this pasuk, on one hand, we see that there is not going to be any more people dying. Lost love is the Mesa Mashiach, any way you want to call it. You have another pasuk, Siv, Ki anar ben mea shani yamos. There's two psukim here. The first pasuk is, Ki anar ben mea shani yamos. When a person is going to die when they're 100 years old, it's going to be considered like they're a nar. So this, we see from here that so people are going to be dying when Mesa Mashiach, but they're going to be, you know, way older. And then the other pasuk says, Mariyim Mishum Oyd Ol Yamim. I think the way they touch it is someone that's going to come out and bury this guy is not going to be, there's not going to be anyone young. You know, all the people are going to be very old. But might we see that there are people going to be dying. So how can you tell me, Bila Mamas and Netzach, Mach Hashem Dim Al Kapanim? That was Ulus Tiro. The Gemara says, like Hashem, Kam Yisrael Kam Oy Bikhavim. By Yidin, a Yid is not going to die, Taka. That's Bila Mavis and Netzach, Amach Hashem Dim Al Kapanim. So very good. The other positive Kianar, the Meir Shon Yomus, that's talking about by Goyim. The Goyim that will be there, we'll see in the next line what the Goyim are doing there, but those Goyim can also live a long time, but they will die. Okay. Back to Gemara, Vayde Kav Mai Bay Hasim. What is a guy doing over there? Chayyid Shalim, once you hit the Maisa Mashiach, or Asim Avi, there's no really need for Goyim.
He was more of a Goyim, no?
What?
That is Goyim. Right?
No, I mean, I think it's just a Shprach for a Goy. It's not going to be any more of a Vaydazar. Why is going to a guy want to do a Vaydazar? He sees clear in front of this.
This refers to people. We're talking about
Olam HaEmes. What do you mean by Olam HaEmes? Dude, you made some Mashiach.
We're talking about after this foolish world. Okay.
You want to call it Yemei Mashiach? Let's call it Yemei Mashiach.
Okay. Now, again, so who's going to be living then? Even Obdikuchot means over here, not Goyim. It means people that do Avodah Zarah.
That's what he just asked. I said, there won't be any Avodah Zarah anymore. There won't be. I don't think the Yetzer Hara. See,
there's regular Goyim then? Goyim that did good? Goyim that did
we'll see, the Goyim that are going to be our helpers, our farmers and stuff. Those are being Goyim.
That's not this?
That's what these Goyim are referring to.
The regular good people that deserve to live after.
No, the people that are going to be. Helping a Yid.
No,
the guys are taking out your garbage.
They survived this world, or they're living in Gimor because they were good, not because they're bad.
Yeah.
Those come into good people. They're going to be working for us forever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out what's the effect. Ovichum usually means idolaters.
Ovichum can mean a guy. It doesn't mean a guy that's doing Avodah Zarah. It's a guy. It's the way you say a guy.
What?
It's a generic term. Right?
There's nothing called what are they called? Goyim that are Goyim that are good. There's no term for a regular Goy. I'm sorry?
A DK
on the side. Yeah. Is there a term like that?
To cook, then you say Sadiq Yom Mitzvah, you don't say call him a guy. You specify him separate. What are Goyim doing there? Hanuch tiksibu, the Goyim that said, it was said on them, Vanduzarim, the Goyim will get up the road, Tainechem, they will graze your sheep, Uvnei Necher, and Tainechem, Ikarechem, the Karmechem. I think Ikarechem is farmers. Is that what I mentioned? The Karmechem is also your Karim. So those Goyim that are doing the jobs for you, those Goyim will die. Eventually. Although they'll live long, but they'll die. Rav Chisda Rami. Rav Chisda had a steer m'sukim. Ksiv, v'chafra halvonom, u'busha achama. The moon is going to be embarrassed. Chafra's lashon u'busha. U'busha achama, and the sun also is going to be embarrassed. Ki mavach Hashem tzivakos. Because Hashem is going to be the one in charge now. So the way Rashi explains is the light is going to be very dim. Because Hashem is going to be the one providing the light and not the sun and the moon. But on the other hand, they have another pasuk, Siv, V'yar al-vana karacham. The Ar al-vana will be like the Ar al-vana. Which means that both, the way the sun is now, that's how the moon is going to be. V'arachamam, and the light of the sun, Yeshivasayim will be like 70-fold Kar Shivasayim, like the Tar of Sheikh Shemei Breshis. So, but what do we see from this part of the pasuk here? We see that the sun is going to be, there is going to be some light from the sun. Before we said it's going to be embarrassed, there's nothing to talk about, there's no need for any sun, or the sun's not going to be doing anything. From this pasuk we see that the sun is going to be there, and it's going to be even stronger. So what's going on?
Wait a minute, Kar Shivasayim. The sun was strong for 7 days?
You want to know, it's Sheikh Shemir Breshis, it's not the seventh day.
I didn't say that. When was the Levana created? I assume that Levana had a time during the time that it was created.
Yeah, but still the sun...
Once it happened on the following week.
No. It's probably right away. Yeah, but I think doesn't the Gemara say, they didn't say that Adam Rishon was able to look from one end of the world to the other end of the world? There was... What? Yeah, there was a certain light. The Aragon is that Hashem saved. Right.
A certain light, wasn't the sun? The sun wasn't created.
Well, Adam Rishon, the sun was created, what do you mean?
The sun was created on day 4.
Yeah, the mission was on day 6.
So it was 7 days of creation of light. There wasn't sun for 7 days.
Right, there wasn't, but there, I think there was, wasn't light, so. I don't know what the Shiva, I don't know what the R Shiva, how do they touch R Shiva Siyamim? 7 days, what?
The septenary days.
Which means what?
I have no idea.
English, please, anybody? Dr. Schwab?
In the footnote, it says it means 7 days worth of sunlight.
Meaning that every time the sun's going to shine, it's going to be the equivalent of 7 days worth of light? Compacted.
That's why they would conceal after the 7 days.
Right, so there is a thing of...
That's the light, not the sun exactly.
Okay, so that's the theorem slogan. So either there is not going to be any sun, or there's going to be a extremely powerful sun. So like Kasha, Kan the Yomaisim Mashiach, Kan Leilam Abba. So now the Gemara says the Chiluk like this. There is basically, these things are a little out of my realm, but I think what I always understood is there's this world we're living in right now, then you're going to have Mashiach, we call it Mashiach, it's going to be coming, and then afterwards you could have a situation where maybe Hashem will destroy the world or everyone will die or whatever, and then you'll have the Tzaddik, then will be I think something to that effect. Am I right? So, Yemais Mashiach, that's what we call Mashiach. So then there's going to be the Ar Havanam, is going to be like the Ar Hachamam, like the second pasuk, and the sun will be extremely bright. But the Olam Habam, that is when it's going to be, that there won't be need for any sun or any moon. Because either the tzaddikim will be there, or Hashem will be there. So basically, in Ma'aseh Mashiach, the sun is going to be very strong, and La'olam Haba is when it's going to be no need for any sun or any moon at all. Now, Ulu Shmuel, we have the famous sheet of Shmuel, Damahar, Ein Ben Olam Hazeh, Ma'aseh Mashiach, El Shiba Galus Pavad. The sheet of Shmuel is like this. Now, if you ask somebody, what's going to happen when Mashiach's going to be, when's going to come? So you can say, people are going to live forever, and, you know, no one's going to be sick, and v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Shmuel says that's not true. Shmuel is going to tell you that the only difference is there's not going to be any goyim shepherding us. I mean, people could still die, people could be in the hospital or whatever, stuff like that. I don't think Mesa may not even be then. Well, it's not then. Because there's no difference. The only difference is Shiva Malchus. You won't have any goyim shepherding us. So you, to see that, you can't tell me that the sun is going to be so strong in the Mesa Mashiach, because the Mesa Mashiach is exactly going to be the same as our days. Just, you won't have the problem of goyim harassing us or chopping us. Ain bein olam hazeh, which we're in right now, we're in olam hazeh. Limay to Mashiach. Only difference is Shiva Galus or Shiva Malchus, whichever gifts you have. I mean, you don't have to worry about the guy making rules against us,
so
making
the. Like, you just like know this is the death and all this stuff. What happens?
Yeah, the chayr. Okay, so how's he gonna answer this pasuk? Like Hashem kam machin tzaddikim, kam machin shchina. By machin, so we're both talking about olam haba. Let's see this. So one is talking about machin tzaddikim. So by machin tzaddikim, it's going to be. Let's say which one pasuk is going there. 1 second. Right, there's going to be a lot of life. The second pasuk is talking about machane tzaddikim. Kam machane shchina, where you can have Hashem shining there, you won't need any light, because Hashem is going to give off all the light. Let's see Rashi over here before we get to the next thing. Rashi in the inner column, the first skinny line. Bila mama sanetzah. To lasa lava, nachash achayin, once they're living, shuvayin amesin. No one's going to die anymore. Kianar, clamoring, kshiyamas adam lasid, when someone's gonna die, lasid lava, yumais, then mayashana, when he's gonna die, when he's 100 years old, yamru, they're gonna say, nar hu mais. A young guy died. Kianar be mayashana yamas. That's the plastic. I'm a mason. We see from there that he died.
Well, the Bilbo, that's referring to people that are still living. What's right to say? Lasid lava, yamash.
Shechayin, once they're living, Shuvayin and Mason, they're not going to die.
Yes.
So that you have to know. You're getting on. Is the house Shmuel going to answer this? You want to know how?
No. I just want to know what is Rashi referring to? People that are still living will continue living forever. Does that mean people that is this also referring to a person that died will resurrect, or that's later? What's the Pasha referring
this,
to?
Let's say Pasha is referring to Ma'aseh Mashiach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Means the guy made it through Goy Gamagin and through Yom Ha'isim Mashiach. Tell Yom Ha'isim Mashiach.
Oh, right. Is that referring to someone that died already?
Right. So now I'm referring to Pasha till what's the name? Fi Shmuel, you're going to have a little pride. You're going to have to answer a little different. Because Fi Shmuel, there's no difference to Yom Ha'isim Mashiach. Because Fi Shmuel, Yom Ha'isim Mashiach, people are still going to die. So this Pasha has got to be talking even way later. In Yom Haba. I mean, after they once they already they made this far, they lived this far. It's a little dray, but maybe. Correct. Yeah.
So
Machas Tzadikim is the strong light. We'll see in Rashi how he explains that. Yeah, Machane Shechina is you don't need any light. Because you have Hashem there.
So you'll either have dim light or no light.
You're going to have light from Hashem. You won't need, I'm sure dim light, you won't need that light. You'll have a better light.
Machane dim sun.
Dim, exactly.
Dim sun means something negative?
It's not necessary. It's like, what do you need it for?
In the Machanas Tzadikim.
Machanas Tzadikim is going to be a very intense light. The sunlight will be very intense. Right. The chafra alvana and bushachama. Mashmashi, oirim keya, their light will be dim. Uksiv, oisar alvana, karachama. Right, and Rashi, kanamism shiach. Shiyichla shibud, when the shibud will be finished, oisar alvana, karachama. Ulatsi lavoi, the chafra alvana and bushachama, roiv nagam shot tzadikim. The tzadikim will make it so bright. Well, Shmuel Amar Mitzuch Achrini Achriti Shmuel says in a different place, Eimer El Mazem, Idi Vidi Leilam Haba. The folks are talking about Leilam Haba. Alek Hamachem Shchinam, V'chafra Miziv, V'chafra the Pasuk of V'chafra is going to be Miziv Shchina. The Shchina is going to dim the sun and the moon. Hamachem Tzadikim, Hamachem Rishonim Legasina. Okay. So that was the stira from Rav Chisda, how he answered the two psukim v'chafra avana and via aravana karacham. Okay, getting back to another stira psukim regarding tchiyas hamesa. Rava had a stira like this. Ksiv, the pasuk says, "Ani amis v'achaya, I will kill, and I will bring to life," referring to Hashem. Hashem kills somebody, and he's going to bring him to life afterwards. Uksiv mochatzi, he hit or not attached.
Wounded.
Okay, vani erpa, and I will heal him. So Amak. So what's the steer over here? The beginning pasuk says, "Ani amis, I killed him, and I will bring him back to life. Nothing to do with healing. I'm just going to bring him back." It means if you
exactly
the way they were. The guy died when he's a shvacham 99-year-old guy. He's going to be brought to life the same way. The next pasuk says, "Machatzi, I wounded him, and I will heal him." So, what's Hashem? What's he going to do? Is he just going to bring the guy up and tchias hamesim and leave him, so to speak, in a nursing home, or he's going to bring him back and make him put him in his prime? So, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Mashani meimis ani mechai." First things first. First, I'm going to bring this guy up to life. V'hadar, mashem mechatzdi v'ani erpa. Then afterwards, what I wounded, I will heal him up.
Is there a lumnus to that?
The lumnus that Rashi explains over here is, like the Gemara before said, he's in the mumun, they get up in mumun, and then afterwards they'll be healed. What lumnus are you looking for?
I mean, like, what is that to shock everybody? Because last time you saw him, he was 90. And, first of all, there's two things here. There's someone that was lame, okay?
Yeah.
So he's going to be brought back up lame. And then, a week later, whatever, he'll be perfect. For a person that's 90, he just died natural causes, 90. He's going to be brought back up when he's 90.
Right. What's going
to happen after him? He's going to be brought back to his 20, back to his 21. I don't
know. I'm giving you a muscle.
No, I don't know what maybe. What? I'm sorry?
Maybe he'll be the same age.
He's going to be the same 100 years old, whatever he was, and he's just going to be functioning.
Who said that?
500.
Rebbe said that
in
class?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
100 years old, they'll be running laps.
All right.
He's running laps.
I mean, I think the thing is, Chad is his friend. The guy's 90.
It's the aging part of Mavet is what you're asking. You revert back to.
So, what's your question? It's all good. Let's go.
What I'm saying is, because there's something of a shock, you know what I mean?
He's not going to be in shock because everyone's going to also see that the other 99 year old guy who's sitting next to him in the nursing home is also going to come back, a 25 year old guy. So. Why are they going to be? No one's going to be more shocked than.
No, and I'm saying why are there stages? That's my point. That's my question. Why are there stages? What does Hashem have to do?
So why didn't you ask the question before? Why did you learn the Gemara before?
I'm trying to figure out things before that. You know, I'm trying, my brain is not.
Look at how well Mr. Itziger and I are doing.
Okay. Nine hours, Glenn.
Good, great. That's five greats and one poor.
Okay. So let's go right there. Tarabanan. Ani amis vachaya. Ani amis vachaya. Dr. Gemara right there. Yachol shetei misa vachon. Vachayim vachon. Kederach shoyl noi. I may think that some people are gonna die and some people are gonna live, like the regular way of the world. Hamaloymar machati vani erpam ma mechitza refuah becha. I mean, you get the guy gets wounded and then he gets healed. It's all one person. Af misa b'chaim ve'echad. Also, death and life is gonna be with one person. I mean, the hamin was Hashem's the mashal. You have older people that are niftu achmon's son, and then you have younger people that are born. That's the life cycle. Life goes on. So I might have thought the same thing. The guy with tchias amesim, you're going to have a situation where the older people are going to die off, and you're going to have younger people being born, and the cycle continues. The Gemara tells you no. That's all going to be one person. Hashem is going to bring this person back to life. The can tshuva from here is the tshuva lime rain tchias amesim in a Torah. For people that say there's no raya from tchias amesim in a Torah, it's in this pasuk of ani amis v'chayim machatzi v'nierpa. Since it's talking about all one person, so I see from here that tchias amesim. Okay, so that is raya number one from this gemara of tchias amesim. Tanya, amar meir minayim tchias amesim in a Torah. Another mikar for Tchias HaMeisim. Shenamar, the pasuk says, Az Yashir Moshe Avnei Yisrael Shira Zayis LaHashem. It's talking about Az Yashir. It says, Az Yashir. It could have said, the Gemara says, Shor LaNemar. It didn't say, they sing, Eli Yashir. They will sing, in the future tense. Mikan, Tchias HaMeisim in a Torah. So since they're gonna sing, which is Lashon of future, so when are they gonna do that? They're gonna do that, with Tchias HaMeisim, lost it, love me. Tchias HaMeisim, lost it, love me. I can give you another, a similar way how to say, how to learn Tchias HaMeisim. It's from Az Yibane Yeshua Mizbeach Hashem. Then, Yibane, not Bane, he will build, Yeshua will build a Mizbeach for Hashem. Bane Le Nemer, Eli Yibane. Mikan Tchias HaMeisim in a Torah. We see from here a raya from Tchias HaMeisim in a Torah. As for the fact that Gemara, fine, you want to tell me Yibane and Yashir. Those are all ways of trying to prove to me that there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim. El Nata Az Yibane Shlema Bama Lekmoish. So there, it's talking about that Shlema built a, like a Bama for Kmoish Shakas Mleb, this Vaidazara. Means you're going to tell me here that Shlomo Melech lost the love, he's going to build a mizbeach for Avodah Zarah. That doesn't make any sense. You can't say that. So that doesn't stem with the way you're learning Yibane. If you're learning Yibane lost the love, you're not saying that lost the love Shlomo is going to do these things. So I'm for the Gemara. Hello, dear, I can answer you. Malah love a kasuv kibul bana. Shlomo for sure didn't build it, and he didn't he didn't build it, not going to build it in the future, and didn't build it before. But Pshat is that the Pasuk is considering it like he was, like he built it. No. This is talking about he's building a Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah. And it's the Pasuk, I think it's, one second. I think it means since he wasn't Meichen, his wife, is that how, what why it's like he's Bana? I think if I remember correctly, that's Pshat. But basically, it's not Pshat he will build a Pshat, we consider it like he built a Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah.
What's the
Kamash? That's Avodah Zarah. Kamash is the name. Shachris Moyav is the Avodah Zarah Moyav. It's like Baal Pa'ar. That's what Kamash is.
So he didn't build it, or he did build it?
He didn't build it. Hashem didn't do Avodah Zarah. But the Pasuk is consistent, the Malah of a cost of like he built it.
Because he didn't stop his wife.
That's what I thought, but I didn't see that over here, and I remember seeing yesterday.
His wife did build it, he didn't stop.
And the word Oz, Oz. I would say, Lashon, present Lashon. It's as if he built.
What should it have said? What are you asking?
The word Oz Yibana.
Mm-hmm. Not the word Oz. It's the word from Yibana.
I understand, but the word Oz bothers me. He will build future tenses, as opposed to...
You could say Oz Bana, then he built.
Yes.
No, that's not sure.
That's true.
And the Kuti Rashi, I don't know, which type of good one do you have? Oh, so I don't have it, okay. Ah, okay, fine, thank you. So, right through the Gemara here. Amar, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Talk to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Minayim t'chis ameisim ben antar. From where do you know t'chis ameisim ben antar? Shanemar, Ashre yoyshe v'isecha, Oh, yeah, Lucha Stella.
He was bringing a reason not like the puppet for Yibana, but what about Al Joshua?
So Al Joshua is a good rye, Lucha. Okay, back in the. So the Pasuk says, Asher Yishev Yisecha, Oh, yeah, Lucha Stella. They will praise you forever. Hil Lucha Leinemar, El Yehal Lucha. They will praise you in the future. And that, I think, the pasuk before is talking about lots of loving. So we have a rayam, mikam tchis ameisim ben atayr. See from here, that tchis ameisim ben atayr, because they're people that are giving praise to Hashem, will praise him in the future. V'amar v'shu melevi, zakim v'shu melevi, kal v'aymer shira v'ayl mazeh. Anyone who says, shira v'ayl mazeh, zoych v'aymeram, Laylam haba, he'll be zayich to say Laylam haba. Shenemar, Ashrei Yishev Yisecha, Oya Luchas Salam.
If we go back to the part, the one about Shlomo, Oz Yibana.
Yeah.
Oya okay. Luchar Oz Yisher. I'm going to say Keilu, Bana Keilu Shar Keilu Yehalu. Maybe they didn't.
So what? What are you saying? That what? That.
Al Yashir, they did do
Shira
at that time.
Right, they for sure. No one can tell you they didn't sing Al Yashir then, right? But the Lashin of Al Yashir could be proved. Could be proven, right?
But just like it says, Oz Yibana by Shlomo.
Right.
There is no future tense, it's really a present tense.
The Oz Yibana in the future is really...
As if he built a bama.
Well, right.
So why would we say that Oz Yashir means that they was in present tense at that time, not future tense?
I mean, for sure they sang the Shira.
So because the,
no, but the thing is because... You know,
what's the question?
Why can't it mean they'll be singing then... The answer is if you say that Uz Shar, he says Uz Shar, in Israel is Shirazos.
Yeah.
That'd be fine. I think it's because you're taking it from
Shar to Yashir.
To Yashir.
Oh no, he didn't. The Shlomo actually build a bama.
No, for sure he did not build that bama for that. That's clear not.
Know that they actually sang it, that's it. They did
the words. And they for sure sang Shira. That you can't have a kasha. What's that?
I don't know.
Just
like
almost
the only time I know they sang Shira.
Yeah.
Maybe it's only future time.
One
second. Ruben, at
Oz Yashir, maybe they didn't sing it. Maybe they didn't do Shira at that time. He's only talking about the future, those things.
When? No, I'm saying.
I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm trying to understand.
Okay, what will they tell us? I understand. They're telling us.
See, if you look in Rashi over here in the Chumash, so Rashi says, Oz Yashir Moshe, Oz Kisharah Nase, when he saw the Nase, Allah believe she Yashir Shira. It came into his heart to say Shira, and then they said, Vayir Muleimar. V'chein Oz Dabi, Shura, V'chein Bayis Yasifain. Akan Yashir, Amr Loi Libay She Yashir. V'chein Asa, Vayir Muleimar, Shira Hashem. That's how you learn Pashup Shad. Means he came in his heart to say Shira. And then the Shira started, Ashir Hashem Ki Yoga. The Rashi later on, that's Pshutai. Abba Midrashai is what we're learning here of Zerah Matthias Mason and Tyra. Chaim Bakul, Chutz Misha Shlema, like that.
the Kerbsu brings it in Rashi and Lachim says that that's not why I said Yibana to tell you that Shlomo didn't do it. If Uda said Azbana, I mean, it doesn't imply in there that he really didn't do it. It was because he prevented it.
Victor seems to be the same as Az Yosher, Az Yibana.
Correct, but that's why the Pasuk said it there, not to tell us that it any means anything in the future. It's a different shot there.
See, Rashi, at the end of that Rashi, he says, I'm not sure exactly what he means here now. Don't answer me and say, he's saying that it's really future, but it's really happening right now. He means, Rai is going, I'm not sure if he's trying to get at your kasha here or not. To give it and look into it a little more. But basically, Pashup Shad is he decided he was going to sing and he sang, but the Gemara is darshining Yashir for in the future.
What I meant to say, it was Yom Sif right there, right?
Right.
So why is it with Azshar, Moshe, and Israel? Why? Not the first Pashup Rashi, second Pashup Rashi. Just say, then they sang the song.
Right.
That's the way you should say it.
And now, so now you sing Yashir, so you have a right.
Yeah,
so you must.
That's
fine.
I mean,
right?
That's
fine.
Right.
What?
No,
that's just like by Shlomo, it doesn't mean anything for the future. It's not going to go there.
He's trying to maybe get someone to say that maybe we didn't sing Shir then, or Shir was only sang later. Is that what you want? That's what you're trying to get. That's what you're trying. I mean, but that's what you want, and you're trying to go down that
right.
road.
Just trying to follow the dictates.
Okay.
Looking for the consistency.
The Amar, where are we here? Amar Mchibra Abba Amar Vyechanan. Minayim Tchis Mesim in Torah. From where do I know Tchis Mesim in Torah? Shanamar Kultifayich Nasu. Kol yachtav yiranenu. I think kol tefayich is the sound of your chirping. Nasu kol yachtav yiranenu. They will all sing out. So rinu le'nemar el yiranenu in the future. He can chiyas hameisim in atayra. From here I have a raya for chiyas hameisim in atayra. Okay, so there's a bunch of rayas from different sukkim of chiyas hameisim in atayra. V'amar Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar Bichna. A newish thing. Asivim kol ha-neviim kulon oimim shir b'kol achad. All the neviim will say shira with one voice. Shnema kol tzifayach nosu kol yachtav yiranenu. Now I saw the way in the back here, who was it? One of these farshim in the back, Eni Shmuel, he says like this. He says that there's a simple chilek between nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and other neviim. The Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu was the Spitz Nevuas, Baklaria Hamira. There was no fogginess. He knew klar what Hashem wanted. There was one way to go, and this is the Nevuas. Mashevi and other Nevi'im, each one perceived the Nevuas in the way came across his frequency. Some said like Nevuas this Lashon, some said it another Lashon, but they were all, everyone had different levels of understanding what the Nevuas was and how to say it over. That was in way back then. Now that we're in Rimaisa Mashiach, so everyone's level of Nevuah is going to be the same. They'll be on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu or that type of thing. So maybe they're all going to say it in the same, the Nevuahs will all be in the same Lashon. There won't be any differences. Only then, where you have Moshe Rabbeinu, Spaklari, Miria, and everyone else on a lower level, so then you had different types of Nevuahs, and people, the perceptions of Nevuah, I guess, were different. So Kalecha is going to be, they're all going to be the same, they're going to be the same over here.
Why do we need so many Ramazan in the Torah for one thing?
Because you see how many people are crying for it? That should be something. I don't know. Maybe some of these riots aren't really, you know, they're not going to blive them. It's gone 100%. I don't know. So why do you see all these people are being carved for Tchias HaMesim, so Vice says you need a lot of rise, right? Any better tariffs in there? Okay. Zot Gemor Vaiter. Amra Yudah Marav. Kol HaMoynei HaLocha MiPitalmid. Someone who doesn't teach a halacha from a Talmud. Kilu goizle minach tavaisav. Which means, he I think Pshat is, that not Pshat is, doesn't teach it because he's short on time or something. That Pshat is, he decides, you know what, as this guy doesn't have to know it, I'm not interested in teaching him, or something like that. So then he's goizle, he's stealing from him the nachla of his parents, father. Shenemar, Torah tzivalanu Moshe. Hashem, Moshe told us the Torah. Meirasha, it's a Meirasha Akilas Yaakov. And the Gemara Darshan is Meirasha Yilichol Yisrael. It's a inheritance for all of Yisrael. Misheshim Evreshis. So by you, the Rebbe, not teaching the Talmud all the stuff, the relevant halachas, or the stuff that he should know, or even stuff he doesn't have to know, but still it's halacha, so he's stealing from this Talmud stuff. Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Mechasida, Kola Menei Halacha Mipi Talmud, anyone who doesn't teach his Talmud what he has to know, Urban Shemi Ime Mekalin, I say, even Urban Shemi Ime Mekalin. Now this is the way the Marsha, he said, Marsha explains this very geshmak here. He says, that Pshaz, why does the guy not want to teach the fellow? Because he feels, you know, the guy's going to forget anyways. What I've been busy with it, he's forgetting. He doesn't have a good head and yad v'chulu, etc. like that. Pshat is so then the Ubrin are going to be mekalin. Why? Because the Ubrin are sitting and learning Torah in their mother's stomach. They're learning it, and the way out they're forgetting it. They're losing everything, and still they're learning. So those people that are learning, spending time learning, and they're still going to forget everything. Those people are going to be the ones to be mekalel this Rebbe. Because the same lumness that he's using, they're going to use it against him. That's why the Upper are going to be the ones specifically to curse this the Rebbe.
I was thinking, maybe the chat is, the kakashi is, you know, you learned it all, so what are we forgetting it for? Someone told me what Pshat is, because when we start learning it again,
yeah,
we'll be able to tote a little bit because we learned it before. So the Rabbi thinks I'm teaching this guy, he's a numbskull, you know what I mean, he's not going to be able to hop anything at all. It's not true. We
here. Very nice. You already learned it, so once you already know it, so then they'll help out.
Yeah,
thank you.
Then again, hello, I wouldn't repeat it, I'd check it out first. No one's like,
it's a try, you know, you can say a try. No, I'm not sure.
According to the Marsha, the Ogre is not aware that he's going to forget.
So he's not, say it for what? So he's not aware. Okay.
He's not aware, so why is he joining in on this curse? He's saying, according to what you're saying, according to the Marsha, the Uber says to the Rebbe.
First, who says the guy's not aware?
You say the Uber is aware that he's down the road, he's going to forget.
He doesn't know. I don't know. I hear you asking, but maybe the guy doesn't know that he's going to. He knows because he doesn't want. They say they don't want it. It's about karchay other niver, right? So
I don't understand exactly what's happening, but I would imagine that the Uber is learning, and then all of a sudden, boom, he forgets. As if he's struck by the mouth, and he forgets. But I would imagine he's learning there, and he goes down far. If he thinks that for a moment that it's going to.
See, Marsha, now I'm looking at Marsha, I see it's a little different than what I said here. He says that sitting by Yemei Piv Sosum, Umalam Naisei Kal Tarev, Eimayin Amen Alach B'Shvush Eimayi Peh. Shaz is not, he's not answering back. Maybe he's saying a little like this. Marsha is saying that the Rebbe doesn't want to teach the Talmud because he says, Eimayi Peh L'Sadar Dvarim. Which means the Chayra, he's not going to, he's dumb, or not, he's not able to get a car. He's not able to maybe even falpo with it. So the same thing by Uber, he also has no way. He's not. It's a one way charusa shop. You're the guy that's just teaching it. I mean, Uber is not. There's not a shock with Tarya between the Uber and the Malach. So it's a little different. Not Shad forgetting, but Shad is that he's not answering back.
He's only receptacle to receive.
Right. Okay.
Wait a minute.
What?
When they are. In other words, most of them are not busy teaching all day long. They're trying to get their kids to learn how to learn.
Right.
Actually teaching them well, or more.
Right.
Or
so the way Mashal learns, a kol minyan can be tamim means he doesn't learn with his Talmud's 400, it means he's trying to teach. Let's say you have a Shvei Gemara, and you get 3-4 times, where he says, "I'm not interested. No class. Let's go somewhere else." That's what's referring to. Not Shad Stami. A guy teaching halachas here, and he doesn't have a chance to finish all the Shulchan Aruch. It's not Tainan. You know, there's a limit to what the person can do. Okay, so getting back into Gemara. Afilu Urban Shemayim Kalanization Emar Moinea Bar. Someone who's Moinea, he holds back Bar, Rashi says, is Tyro. Yikavu Elohim. They will, I guess, curse him, the Elohim. We'll see. Ve'ein Elohim al Urban. And the Elohim is referring to Urban. Shanamar will Elohim Elohim Yamas. This is by Esav and Yaakov. Vein Kavoy al Klal. And Kavoy is referring to Klala. Shanamar Moak Koivli Kavoy Kael. That's by Bilam. Bilam saying that I can't curse because Hashem didn't curse. Name Bar ala Torah, and Bar is referring to Torah. Shenemar Nashku Bar Ten Yenai. How do you touch that? What's the touch that plus?
Guard yourself with purity of heart.
Guard yourself?
Arm yourself.
Arm yourself, okay. I'm not sure why it's how do you see it's referring to Torah there. So what? Okay, the Gemara says referring to her. Ula bar Yishmael Aymer. The Aynish we before said that the Aynish is that someone who's not interested in teaching this type of fellow, type of Talmud, or Mishra Mehim Kalanaisik. He says, Menach Menoisik Kikvaro. He gets punctured like a sieve. Ksivachai Kavul Aym. They made a hole in his dalos over there. So I think the way I'm understanding Marsha is this Menachem Isaac Kfara. The Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham is doyma to a bottle of perfume. If you open up, you give out the smell to everybody. So this guy, he is not. This time, Chacham, he's not doing what he has. He's not opening up and telling it to everybody. Therefore, we're going to puncture him, and he's going to get. We're going to get out of him the reverse
leak out.
Yeah. Like he thinks he's saving it for himself. Shad is no. He's going to end up. Yeah. Right. Okay. Let's see Rashi's up till here. We're holding Rashi's inside the Alpha and Base. It's Siv Ani Amis V'Chayev. Mashmik Shem Shani Amis V'Sa'adon. Just like I killed a person, Kach Ani M'Chayev. I'm going to put him back to life. Shemes Vamum. When the Vamum dies, Oymid V'Chayev. Vamum is going to get up thinking Vamum. Yeah? Siv M'Chati V'Ani Erpa. Kshehu M'Chayev. When he makes this person to life, Marpet HaMachat. He heals the wound. Oymid Shalim. And he gets up complete. Afterwards, he's going to get healed. The Gemara said before, they get up with their mumin and they are misrapping. I will kill this person. I'll bring another person to life. Like the way the standard procedure now is.
It's almost excludes.
Whoa. What do you... Where's Gilgul?
I think when a person dies, there's a lot of Gilgul going around there. So it sounds like he's making a brand new person.
No. It could be... Who says Gilgul is a creation of an actual person?
Who?
I don't want to get involved in Gilgul. Ma machas yubachot v'ein refu el makamachas. You heal someone where the wound is. Yashir Mashmal Asid, he will sing in the Asid. Nasu kol yachtav, hainu kol echad. One voice. Hamayne alacha milalamda, he doesn't teach him. Mishesh mei reishis, iksir reishis bara. Bishvila tayra, shi reishis. Vistral nik reishis, tuasa. Shasidin lahanchil. they're gonna get the Torah. Baral Kim is Shemaim. That's what Rashi's saying. So what's Rashi saying? Reishis Barav, v'shvila Torah she Reishis. Because the Torah is Nikreishis, Yisrael does the Reishis to Asa. They are gonna get the Torah. Baral Kim is Shemaim Vesaret. Not sure what exactly. Okay, fine. Bar is Torah. Yikavu Menach Menaseh. They'll make holes in him. Lashin Vayikav Char B'Dalta. Okay, Zakti Gemara Vayter. I missed the thing before. Ki Okel the Katsri, like a Okel the Katsri is a Klisha Rakan Rashi Klisha Kivsin, a keli of washers from Manukov that has holes in it. Mazav my Mayim Abugadim. Basically, inside, you ever look inside your washing machine, there's a bunch of holes there, which lets the water go out. Same time, it was the olden day washing machine. Gitz is pressing, isn't it?
Yeah, but before pressing, you'll sprinkle water and then press it to make it.
Yeah, and where would the water go? The water underneath, there was a. There, no, but Rashi's telling you, Klisha Manukov. There was.
Sprinkle it.
Oh, you're learning like that. I didn't have what you're saying. I was learning, Shaz, underneath. Let's say you put the baguette on the table and there was holes on this table so the water shouldn't accumulate there. And you're saying, Shaz, is. They sprinkle the water with the thing that had holes. Okay, fine. Dr. Marvaiter, if Im Lamdai, let's say that the Rebbe Taka teaches the Talmud, Maschari, what's the Schar? Amrav Sheshes, Zoyche le Brachis ki Yosef. He gets Brachis like a Yosef, Shenemar, U Bracha le Rosh Mashbir. A Bracha to the one that, the head chief supplier. They mashbir el Yosef, and then mashbir is referring to Yosef, Shenemar, because it says, the Yosef, who was Shalat al Aretz, he was the ruler of the land, who was mashbir l'chol Amretz, he was the one that supplied everybody. Okay, and like the Mashra says, that the Torah is like a muzzin for the whole, for the Neshama, so same thing, Yosef, he gave them food, the same similar type of, parallel here. Okay. Amar Rav Sheshes, Kol Amalame Torah Leilam Hazeh. Anyone who teaches Torah Leilam Hazeh, Zoicho Malamda Leilam Haba. He'll have the schus, then he'll be able to teach it also Leilam Haba. Shnamar Umarve Gam Hu Yoira. The one that teaches, he will also invite there be continuously teaching it Leilam Haba. Okay, Amar Rava, Minayim Tchias Amesim Min Atayra. From where do I know Tchias Amesim Min Atayra? We can have another Rish. Shnemar Yichi Ruvein Val Yomis. Ruven should live and not die. Yichi Ruven Loilam Hazeh. He should live in Loilam Hazeh. Val Yomis Loilam Haba. And he will not die in Loilam Haba. Is that like is that going to stem like the famous the drasha of the famous with Yehuda and Ruvein? I don't know, I'm not sure about that, but anyways, one second. Okay. Vayta in the Gemara. Ravina Amar Halka, Ravina says from here. The Rabbi, Makar from Chiyas Amesim is from this. Rabbi Mishani Admas Offer, from, this is the Chayra, the Mepharshim speak out, this is the most often Araya. No drushes from Yashir, from Yechi Ruvein, or anything else. The Pasuk says, many from the people that are sleeping in the ground, the kitzu, they will get up. Eilu chai olam, veilu cherpas drayin olam. So you see clear from there that there are people that are going to be getting up for Tchias HaMeisim. You know what I mean? And you just read and type the psukim and the zehu. So you see. Yes, where do you want me to type from? Rabbi, many, mishenei, from the sleeping, admas, offer in the ground. The kitzu, they will get up. Eilu chai olam. Some are going to get up for internalized. They will cherpes. I'm not sure. Cherpes. They're in olam.
Shame.
And I mean, they're going to get. I think this is referring to also that they're going to be judged. There are people that are going to be judged in the Yom Hadin. What they call the Yom Hadin Agadol. Is after everyone, first is if they get the Yom Hadin, but then afterwards, there's going to be everyone's going to be brought up to life, and there's going to be like Yom Hadin Agadol over there. from what I my understanding of the situation. And then the people that are the tzaddikim, or the people that I guess got their ayin shen olam haba, so they will get they're going to be they'll be alive, and other people will go back down and. Well, because the problem is the surahs last for a couple of minutes at the most, and then they're back to the regular daily life. Think of how many times you had a surah, something happened to somebody, you could have to shut over. That's just the mitzvah, so that's the way Hashem made it. That
doesn't mean that.
Okay, for everything we talked about.
Okay. So let's go a little weiter here. Go to the kates. The tanuch, the tam of the garlecho, the kates hayamin. Give me someone to teach me how they teach me this pasuk here. The way Rashi says it's going to be remez that he should he's going to end up living in lots of love. But how's that? Well, how do they teach the actual pasuk there?
It has to be the kneel. Go to the end, and you will repose.
Okay.
And you will arise to your lot at the end.
And so we see Kuar also over there. We see that there's gonna be some sort of Kriyat HaMeisim going on over there. Okay. Let's go a minute or two right there. Amar Blazer, call Parnas Shemanig at Sibur Menachas. Any Parnas, any person that's in charge of the Sibur, and he deals. Did I skip a line? I just said them. Vatalech lekates the tanuch v'tam and the girl. Lechol lekates the yamin. Amar Blazer. Call parnis a manig at sibur menachas. Any parnis that is manig at sibur menachas, which means he's in charge of the sibur. There's two ways how to deal with the sibur. Either you could be a tough guy and boss everyone around, and that's how everyone's going to listen to you, or you do things menachas. You get things done nicely and gently, and you don't scream at anybody. And you do what has to get done in a nachastic way. Someone who's in charge of the Sibur. You want to call him a president, you want to call him an Askin, or any word you want to. So, he's Zoychas, that by doing this, Benachas, he's Zoycham and Higgin Oil Mabash. He'll be manning them to in Oil Mabash. Nemar, Ki Merachim and Yenagim, the ones that are Merachim in Oil Mazad, they will be Menahig, they will be the ones in Oil Mabash. Ve'al, Mabui Mayim, Yenalim. And through, I guess on Mabui, I think pleasant water, they will, what's the object?
Springs of water.
Springs of water, Yanale, and they will lead them. What you see, Rashi here, rolling the second wide line in the inner column. Umar began with Yerav, and Misha Marvis Tamidah B'Dvar HaLocha. He teaches his Dvar HaLocha. Gamu Yerlai Rambo. Lashanachar Umar V'Lashan Moira. He teaches. Vatalech, the case with Tanuk with Tamid, Remizle Shiyamus. The remedy he will die. The yamel acham mikam lekeit the yamin. Lekeit shasik or shbarch la zire yamino mufanov. I'm not sure yamino mufanov means. Shaharei heishiv acher yamino. Okay, merachamim ba'ilam azeh yinagam abba. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Thank you.